That was a rich, full earth and tree. Even Nell knew it, although the ripe land was bitter in her eye. The following year, she and Tim might be following the crops, with burlap rucksacks on their backs, farther and farther from the endless forest, and that made summer's beauty hard to look at. The forest was a terrible place, and it had taken her man, but it was the only place she had ever known. At night, when the wind blew from the north, it stole to her bed through her open window like a lover, bringing its own special smell, one both bitter and sweet, like blood and strawberries. Sometimes when she slept, she dreamed of its deep tilts and secret corridors, and of sunshine so diffuse that it glowed like old green brass. The smell of the forest when the wind's out of the north brings visions, the old folk had said. Nell didn't know if this was true or just chimney corner blather, but she knew the smell of the endless forest was the smell of life as well as death. And she knew that Tim loved it, as his father had, as she herself had, although often against her will. She had secretly feared the day when the boy would grow tall enough and strong enough to go down that dangerous trail with his da, but now she found herself sorry that day would never come. Cy Smack and her Mathematica were all very well, but Nell knew what her son truly wanted, and she hated the dragon that had stolen it from him. Probably it had been a she-dragon and only protecting her egg, but Nell hated it just the same. She hoped the plated, yellow-eyed bitch would swallow her own fire, as the old stories said they sometimes did, and explode.